Hey everybody, this is Sam with Daily Sports Betting Overtime. And yes, I know. Some of you were griping at the last one. I very specifically marked it NBA basketball bets. I know that I started off talking about I was going to give you the baseball bets. And then I got off on a tangent and bragging about the British Open. So, let's get started Saturday, July 17th with 32, yes, you heard me right, 32 picks in baseball. Of course, they're going to try to make up the doubleheader, and so the first game is going off at 1:10. It's the first game of a doubleheader between Minnesota at Detroit. I am obviously, since I did yesterday, nothing has changed in my mind. I'm still taking Detroit on the money line at plus 106. They're at home. They've had the rest. I really think that they should be able to beat the Twins. And we're going to go over 8 runs at minus 105. The 3:07 game is Texas at Toronto. I don't know whether I like the news or not. I saw where it was announced yesterday that Toronto is going to be able to play the latter part of this season in Toronto, Canada. And that means that a lot of the United States teams are going to have to travel back and forth across the border. And so is the Toronto team, obviously. Not so sure about that. I think Major League Baseball better watch that. But anyway, tonight Toronto is the home team. I just don't feel like we can count on the Texans. I'm taking Toronto on the run line, -1.5 runs. Meaning they got to beat Texas by 2. For minus 125. However, I think this game stays under 9.5 runs at minus 105. Then we've got the 4:07 game, which is Cleveland at Oakland. I talked a little bit about this yesterday. Guys, I really think we're going to see a new Oakland team. Are they going to lose? Yes, occasionally. I think we're going to see them lose. They actually won last night by 1 run, but we were playing the run line, which we're doing again today. And or otherwise, we would have won both bets on this series, the first game of the series, I guess. So the second game of the series at 4:07, I'm still taking Oakland on the run line, -1.5 at plus 115. I think they're so much better than Cleveland that I'm willing to do it again. And then I think they go over 8.5 runs at minus 115. Now at 4:10, we have the Chicago Cubs at the Arizona Diamondbacks. Guys, if you're going to jump on this one, make sure you're doing it a little bit early. Remember, when the Cubs go up against average teams or semi-below average teams that the public thinks are below average teams, then they have a tendency to wear out the Cubs. I'm taking the Cubs on the run line. -1.5 runs at plus 120. But I think both teams stay under the 8.5 at minus 105. 6:05. We've got Miami at Philadelphia. Guys, I don't know why I picked Philadelphia yesterday. I've been so hardcore the last couple weeks on Miami. I really don't know why I didn't pick them, but I'm picking them today. We're going to go Miami money line -105. And I think both teams, since it's in Philadelphia, I think they stay under 9.5 at -105. They may even see, based on the weather that I was looking at, they may even see some rain or some thunderstorms that cause this game to get delayed. Hopefully it won't be canceled or postponed. Of course, then we have the second game of our doubleheader of Minnesota at Detroit at 6:10. Guys, I'm going with Detroit again. I am not impressed with the Twins. I wasn't even impressed with the Twins that were around All-Star break. I'm going on this one, and you can tell a lot of people think that the Twins are going to win this second game. If anything, I think if Detroit loses the first game, I think they get upset and they want to win the second game. So I'm taking Detroit on the money line at +160. But again, think they're going to go over 7. I don't see this being a 5-2 game or a 3-2 game or something like that. I think they go over 7 at -115. 7:05. The Mets have got to straighten up somehow, some way. You know, playing Pittsburgh isn't a bad way to do that. They got to keep their heads on straight, and they got to stay focused. I swear, every time I watch them, some of their errors that they make are just a lack of focus. But anyway, let's go with the Mets on the run line. -1.5 runs, meaning they got to beat the Pirates by 2 or more at -110. And then I know it's being played in Pittsburgh, and I always say that's a hitter's ballpark. But again, with the weather that is happening on the East Coast, I think it rains or they see thunderstorms. Like I said, if they do, I hope it's delayed, not canceled. But I think they're in for a soggy field and a slippery outfield. So I think we're going to stay under 9. Because the ball is not, I don't think, going to get out there very much. And I'm taking the under 9 at -120. Now, the 7:05 game, San Diego at Washington. As I don't know if you were watching the game yesterday or you kept up on it. Washington is not usually one of the teams that I keep up on. But I did see this because it struck me as a little weird. And I don't know whether it was due to the heat or he's having problems. But Washington center fielder Victor Robles experienced dizziness. Had to come out of the game. And he's questionable before today's game. As of right now. Now, they may find out it was just kind of the heat, and he may end up playing. But then again, he may have had some tests run, and they found out that it's something else, and he doesn't. Just be aware of that. Either way, it doesn't affect my pick. I'm going with the Padres. On the run line, -1.5 at +125. And I think they stay under 9.5. For the same situation that I have for the last couple games, the weather, the thunderstorms. I think they stay under 9.5 at -115. The 2 7-10 games we've got coming up is Milwaukee at Cincinnati. Again, that could be a weather thing, but I look for Milwaukee to beat them. On the run line, -1.5 runs, meaning they got to beat Cincinnati by 2 or more at +145. I think they do this by both teams going over 8 at -110. And guys, if you heard me on the last episode, I talked about an app that I am going to be using for the next couple days to try out before I recommend it to you. It's about bankroll management. And bankroll management says here, Milwaukee's going to win. And then I have to think real hard, will they win by two or more? Yes, I think they win by more than two. Well, that's plus money. And I need to get some more plus money bets in so that we're actually winning money, not just games. I'm tired of having a winning record, but not winning very much money. So, let's go Milwaukee plus 145. The last game at 7:10 is Baltimore at Kansas City. I told you guys, do not watch this. Do not torture yourself. Even if you're a fan of these two teams, don't do it. I'm taking Kansas City. I'm taking them on the run line. Baltimore's that bad. I'm going to take them on the run line at plus 115. And then I think both teams will struggle. And we're going to go under the 9.5 at minus 110. 7:15, we've got three games during that time. And the first one up is another one. Why I didn't bet it last night, I don't know. I have been on Houston's side most of the season. I said they had, two bad weeks right before, well, maybe three, right before the All-Star break, that I wasn't really believing in them. And, guys, I got to hop back on Houston. I know they're playing the White Sox, but that's the problem. The White Sox have been really roller coastery. A lot of things are going on in the front office with their manager, and it's affecting the locker room. And I think Houston takes this tonight. However, I'm just betting it on the money line. I just want them to win at minus 110. But I do think both teams combined go over 8.5 runs at minus 120. Both teams' defenses, again, they have either errors at the wrong time or they have stupid errors that you're like, really? You just made that? You made that error? But anyway, the next game at 7:15, Boston at the Yankees. Guys, Boston has been on a tear. Yankees, not so much. I want to say Boston is ahead of the Yankees 7 games. But don't hold me to that because I haven't checked the standings this morning. But I'm taking Boston on the money line just to beat the Yankees at minus 115. And I think both teams playing at Yankee Stadium stay under 8.5 runs at minus 105. This is where we have a party. You guys know, I am so thankful. I think I've said this 50 times. I'm still going to say it until they get through 162 games. I'm so thankful that a buddy of mine gave me the heads up on the San Francisco Giants. Guys, I'm thinking, and I'll tell you when I do, thinking about actually betting them to win the Western Conference. Or the National League, I guess. And I can't help it. They are playing so well. They're hitting the ball well. Their pitchers have just been destroying it. And I was upset we couldn't bet this yesterday. I didn't have numbers on it. I have numbers on it now. So we're taking San Francisco money line minus 125 to beat St. Louis at St. Louis. And I think they stay under 7.5 runs at -110. Just because I don't think St. Louis's pitchers... I don't want to say that I don't think that they've adjusted to the no substances, because I don't want to accuse them of using substances when they throw the ball, when the pitchers throw the ball. But it's a big coincidence, let's just say that. And so I think they stay under 7.5 because St. Louis's pitchers are going to give up some runs. But like I said, San Francisco's got a pitching staff. And so I think they do stay under 7.5. We've got a 7:20 game tonight. It's Tampa Bay at Atlanta. I'm going back to Tampa Bay. Again, I tried Atlanta yesterday. I actually semi-watched the game. And guys, I'm feeling for my Tampa Bay. So we're going to go back. Them on the money line just to win at -105. And I think both teams combined go over 8.5 at -110. Now, 8:10, which I'm shocked. It's early. They're playing in Colorado. You know, the launching pad. The LA Dodgers are there. The Dodgers, no one in the media has really overwhelmingly brought it to people's attention. There's been articles here, there. There's been podcasts here or there. But they all haven't came out in 1 week. If they would do that, then everybody would be fresh in their minds. Clayton Kershaw has suffered some bangs and bruises. The Dodgers themselves, their hitting has suffered some bruises and stuff. They've got a lot of nagging minor injuries that are causing, that they didn't get enough rest for during All-Star break, and it's causing a slight drop-off on them. I think Colorado takes advantage of it in the betting side of things. So all of those of you who want to write me, listen to what I'm saying. I still think the Dodgers are the better team. However, I'm taking Colorado on the reverse run line, meaning I'm taking plus 1.5 runs. The Dodgers have to beat them by 2 or more. And I'm getting plus 145 on that. But that's not the only reason I took it. I think it's going to be a close game. I think the Dodgers actually may win it by like 1. And so giving Colorado that extra 1.5 might just get me the win. So, I'm definitely taking Colorado, and I'm definitely going over 12. They played there last night, and I think they really show out tonight because they're used to it. Not only just the people that were the All-Stars, but I think the teams are used to it. I think we go over 12, even money. 9:07 and last game of the night. It floors me that this was the number. I hope you guys get this number or something even higher. It's Seattle at the Los Angeles Angels. You guys know, probably the week before, maybe 2 weeks before All-Star break, I started hammering the Angels. I started betting against them. I faded them. I started doing everything I could because I couldn't get off of them fast enough. They were falling apart. However, they had a break. They're play in Seattle, and they're at home. I'm taking the Angels on the run line to beat Seattle by two or more. So I'm taking the run line at minus 1.5 runs, and I got plus 150. Guys, I didn't look at what the odds were before I made this pick. But when I saw that it was plus 150, I was like, yahoo, because I think this is going to happen. So that's why I say, I hope it goes higher for you. I hope it's like plus 170. I do, however, think we go over 8.5 runs at minus 105. Now, that's your 32 bets that I'm making today. You may choose that you don't want to make all of those bets in baseball today with all the different sports, with it being fight night and everything. You may not want to do that. That's cool. You do not have to bet every game. You don't have to bet any of the games. Bet responsibly, though. Do not bet any more than what you can afford. If you feel like you have a gambling problem, or someone close to you thinks you have a gambling problem, please stop just for a couple minutes. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. They will be more than happy to assist you. They're going to ask you some questions. Answer them honestly. There's no reason to lie. So that way they can determine the appropriate referrals, if you need any, and what kind of guidance, support, and help you may need. Guys, I wish you the best of luck on anything you're watching today. Like I said, I'm so glad that sports are back. It wasn't as bad as 2020, but anyway, I wish you the best of luck on anything you're watching or you're betting on today. I hope you win at whatever it is. And I will be talking to you soon about Major League Soccer. I'm going all in today. So you may, if you're getting into soccer, or if you're already into soccer, it may be an episode that you want to listen to, because I got, I think, 20 or 22 picks for you. Coming up, I'll talk to you soon, and hopefully, somewhere, I'll see you down the road.